Hi, this is Cynthia Swan for Esoterica, a short feature that explores the realm beyond the five senses. Subtle anatomy from an Aurasoma perspective. Aurasoma is a self-selective soul system. This series of liquid-filled bottles containing color are a feast for the eyes and food for the soul. Each bottle in the series has its own name, number, color code, and tarot card affiliation. In addition, some bottles relate to the Tree of Life, the I Ching, and aspects of astrology. As one chooses their bottles, they are indeed choosing themselves, as they are choosing their own unique color code. Due to these choices, a story unravels which is uniquely one's own. It is the story of your soul. Aurasoma is an esoteric system that, for those who feel called to it, can receive guidance and clarity. The colors in the bottles refer to the eight basic colors of the human energy centers, also known as chakras. Red for the root, located at the perineum. Orange for the second energy center, which is located at the sexual organs. Yellow for the third, associated with fire, and like a bright sun, located in the middle of the body or the solar plexus area. Green for the heart. Blue for the throat. Royal blue or indigo for the third eye. And violet for the crown energy center. Lastly, magenta, for the soul star, located above the crown chakra. In the Aurasoma system, we also have gold, which is located between the second and third energy centers. Here lies the area of the incarnational star. This star is an infinite point located at the center of the being. This star contains our Akashic records. Alice Bailey writes in her book, Light of the Soul, "The Akashic record is like an immense photographic film, registering all the desires and earth experiences of our planet. Those who perceive it will see pictured thereon the life experiences of every human being since time began, the reactions to experience of the entire animal kingdom, the aggregation of the thought forms of a karmic nature of every human unit throughout time." According to Aurasoma, the incarnational star is about the size of a walnut and exists in the area around the navel. Through the Asian lens, this is the home of the Dan Tien, which is an area where one's pre-heaven chi is stored. This walnut-like true aura represents the energy field of the incarnational star, and within the star is a hologram. This center point of the star contains the potential of all beings that have been and will be. In the Aurasoma view, this hologram is inactive until one comes down from the soul star and activates this incarnational star. Once activated, the hologram opens, revealing a six-pointed star. From the various choices available before we incarnate into human form, we agree to have certain experiences to enhance our soul's education. The soul star, located above the crown chakra, then opens at a particular page within the Akashic Chronicle, and it is at this page that we enter this lifetime. Once the information and energy from the soul star circulates down to the incarnational star, the hologram expands within the center of our being, transforming into a luminous egg. At that explosive moment at our conception, with our consciousness of who we are as physical beings, both our earth star and soul star expand into being. As above, so below. Our earth star is located below our root energy center and our soul star above the crown. The earth star is our destiny for our time on earth during this incarnation. If we take the journey to become fully conscious and realized human beings, we then may fulfill our contracts with ourselves by going to particular places on earth that were logged in, so to speak, within our earth star before we incarnated. The Earth also is a being with her own destiny, also evolving and linked into our evolution. The process we speak about of being grounded, of getting our feet into the Earth Star, is a process allowing us to recognize the beauty and quality of the way existence manifests itself on the Earth. Grounding brings energy from beneath us upwards, so we have to go down and ground into the earth first. And in so doing, we begin to get energy moving upwards toward our incarnational star. And as our destiny begins to unfold, energy filters down from our soul star, hitting the Ananda Kanda, a turquoise energy center, which allows us to begin our journey, as Jung called it, toward the process of individuation. This is a creative process, as we are here to create and move from the subconscious unconscious toward a conscious collective, which happens as we are grounded beings on this earth. We move from the personal to the transpersonal. This movement then activates our soul star, which moves toward the emerald of our heart energy center, because as we become more our authentic self, we become more closely in touch with the collective. We move beyond the functions of the lower three energy centers, moving toward our heart chakra, for it is here that we begin to ask ourselves, why am I here? What is it I am here to do? What is my destiny on earth? These questions are a result of the opening of the emerald energy center of the heart at a collective level, as that is where evolution is taking us. As our hearts open, the grid structure of the earth comes into balance because we realize why we are here, and thus we fully can contribute to the evolution of the earth. This is the basis of Aurasoma subtle anatomy, understanding the eight energy centers and three stars, as outlined by Mike Booth, the principal of the Art and Science International Academy of Color Technologies. Thanks for listening. This is Cynthia Swan for Esoterica.